In the evening edition, a global IT glitch disrupts the operations of at least one commercial bank in Barbados. The Barbados business sector reports only limited impact on their operations from the global tech outage. Government says the systems at Grantley Adams International Airport and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital are unaffected. State authorities complete repairs to an offshore sewage line damaged during the passing of Hurricane Beryl. Recent showers force postponement and relocation of the NCF's Junior Monarch competition. And U.S. President Joe Biden again vows to run, even as more Democrats ask him to drop out of the presidential race. The evening edition from Starcom Network News. I'm Stetson Babb. Details coming up. Well, some businesses here, including at least one commercial bank and their customers in Barbados, have been affected by a global IT glitch that has caused disruptions worldwide, hitting airlines, banks, businesses, and even emergency services overseas. According to the international media, the outages appear to stem at least partly from a software update from Microsoft Windows operating systems issued by cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike. CrowdStrike's CEO said that a fix has been deployed, and Microsoft said the underlying cause has been fixed. But the outages are still affecting some services. Here in Barbados, RBC Bank has been affected, with their ATM and point-of-sale machines being put offline. Barbados's Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Marsha Cattle, stresses that the IT glitch is not the result of a cyber attack, but instead a software update.
CrowdStrike, which is an antivirus company, pushed out some updates to Microsoft devices. What it did is that the update caused certain systems to crash. These systems affected everything from payment platforms to medical systems and services in certain countries to airport booking systems and flight booking systems. And that is why we've seen the massive outages in services and products that we've seen globally. The government of Barbados does not itself use CrowdStrike as an antivirus software or as a service provider. However, you would imagine that the extent of the outages, really one of the largest that we've seen worldwide, would have a knock-on system in the supply chain for services and companies in Barbados.
She notes that the operations of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and the Grantley Adams International Airport are unaffected so far.
The Queen Elizabeth Hospital and its medical systems and information systems have so far not been affected. We've also taken a report from Grantley Adams International Airport, and they're also reporting that up to this time, no flights have been affected. Their own systems are not affected. But what we remain to see is whether delays caused elsewhere in the world with other travel itineraries would then have knock-on effects for travel that will occur later today or over the course of the weekend. But as of now, we are not reporting any delays. Two banks so far have reported that their ABMs and other systems are affected. They're working with the Central Bank of Barbados. They're also working with their own IT providers in the countries where the services are hosted.
Barbados' Minister of Industry, Innovation, Science and Technology, Marsha Cattle. An RBC customer complained to Starcom Network News about being unable to access cash through the bank's ATM.
I'm a customer of the RBC Royal Bank Barbados Limited. I went to the ATM a few moments ago, and the ATMs are blocked off with a sign on them. You can't access the ATM to do anything. Given the fact that you cannot access the ATM, it will have a significant impact. A day like Friday, it will be catastrophic for this year to be happening in Barbados, because that's how people are able to do the transactions. If you want to do something on a Friday, apparently you're crippled from doing so. And I understand that supermarkets and gas stations are affected by it as well.
An RBC customer. However, this country's business sector says the global IT glitch has had only a limited impact on their operations. The president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark, was updating Starcom Network News on the local impact of the global tech outage.
information received by the chamber so far is that, yes, it seems that one or two banks have had an issue with their ATMs, and then it's also affected some point-of-sale systems that obviously run. I don't know if they're connected to the bank or if they run a particular type of software. That's all we have, but we understand that it is a limited impact.
The president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, James Clark. Barbadian IT consultant and cybersecurity professional Stephen Williams says the incident shows how interconnected the world is and how vulnerable countries like Barbados are to global system failures.
So a lot of the things will have to now be looked at in terms of how can we now make our systems more resilient? How can Barbados itself now look to have systems in place? For example, you know, you may be dependent on a computer system, but now how, what should you be doing now if this could occur again? Because as we get into things like artificial intelligence, where it's running multiple systems and things become more connected, we now have to start looking at how dependent we are, right? What systems we should put in place, and not necessarily computer systems, but people systems, to support these types of events happening.
IT consultant Stephen Williams, the 8-inch sewage line on the south coast that was ruptured during the passage of Hurricane Beryl has been repaired. Senior Minister in the Prime Minister's Office with Responsibility for Infrastructural Projects, Dr. William Duguid, provided an update this morning during a briefing at Worthing Beach in Christchurch.
The 8-inch line had ruptured about 340 meters offshore. Within the last few days, we're working to repair that 8-inch line. That 8-inch line has now been repaired. It has been anchored to the seabed, and it is now functional and tested as well. We've also had a second testing of the water, and I'm sure that those results will come back in a very good light. In addition to that, we've also commissioned further strengthening of this temporary outfall.
Senior Minister Dr. William Duguid, the National Cultural Foundation, NCF, has announced that the Scotiabank Junior Monarch Finals, planned for tomorrow, Saturday, at the National Botanical Gardens Amphitheatre, has been postponed until next week. It will now be held on Thursday, July 25th at 7 p.m. at the Garfield Sobers Complex at Wildy St. Michael. The NCF says the occasional showers over the past days have hampered the full technical setup and rehearsal needed ahead of the competition. It adds that the decision follows consultation with parents, sponsors, judges, and other key stakeholders. All tickets purchased remain valid. A monument has been unveiled at Jessamine Avenue, Bayland St. Michael, in honor of several key figures from that community and surrounding areas who have made significant contributions in their respective fields. The project, which is an initiative of the Office of Reparations and Economic Enfranchisement in the Office of the Prime Minister, pays tribute to notable individuals such as Sir Garfield Sobers, Gwyneth Squires, Edwin Yearwood, and others who come from the area. During a ceremony held at the Hardcourt at Jessamine Avenue, Member of Parliament for St. Michael South, Kurt Humphrey, explained the significance of the unveiling.
It is a symbol that says to the people of this community that despite what people say, because I do not believe it, but despite what people say about people who come from certain areas, if you're from the Pine, you're no good. If you're from Britain's Hill, you're no good. If you're from the Bayland, you're no good. If you're from Gore Hill or Silver Hill, you're no good. It is to say that that is a nonsense, and to let people know that there are great men and women who come from these communities whose name must live on as much as any other name in any other community.
MP Kirk Humphrey, founder of the Prayer Warriors International Organization, Pastor Courtney Salmon, has voiced his support for the Prime Minister's call for a weekend of prayer and reflection from today in light of the surge in gun violence. Mr. Salmon highlighted the benefits his organization has seen from having a day dedicated to prayer and encourages every Barbadian to take a minute to pray at noon tomorrow.
This call is a testament to the powerful impact and importance of prayer and a reminder of the strength that comes from coming together in one accord of faith and solidarity. As we continue this journey of prayer, service, and importantly, action, let us always remember the incredible power we hold within us when we join our hearts and minds in unity. Together, we can move mountains, heal wounds, and bring about positive change in our communities and indeed the world.
Pastor Courtney Salmon and more Democrats today publicly called on U.S. President Joe Biden to step aside in the 2024 race, and many senior-ranking White House and campaign officials now privately believe that he must abandon his campaign for a second term, and soon. Mr. Biden's campaign today reiterated that he remains in the race, but said the president is in a contemplative stage. Our top stories. A global IT glitch disrupts the operations of at least one commercial bank in Barbados. The Barbados business sector, meantime, reports only limited impact on their operations from the global tech outage. The government says the systems at the Grantee Adams International Airport and the Queen Elizabeth Hospital are unaffected. State authorities complete repairs to an offshore sewage line that was damaged during the passing of Hurricane Beryl. Recent showers force postponement and relocation of the NCF's Junior Monarch competition. U.S. President Joe Biden again vows to run even as more Democrats ask him to drop out of the presidential race and to do so soon. The Evening Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.